Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You are the co-owner and CEO of Success Mortgage Partners in Plymouth. How are you holding up right now?
We're doing very well. I'm extremely blessed to work with optimistic people and an optimistic staff. And all things considered, we're doing very well. But thank you for asking.
What are you telling borrowers right now?
Well, that's an interesting question. For borrowers right now, we are telling them that while we're not quite at business is as usual, I should say, we're really at a time of fluctuation, but the best medicine is just calm. Our industry, the mortgage industry, has received tremendous support from the Federal Reserve over the past 8 or 9 calendar days. They've made it very clear that they're going to step in and stabilize the home mortgage industry, the residential mortgage industry, in a very large and meaningful way. And that is literally, as we speak, as we do this interview, calming the markets for securities that are backed by residential mortgages.
Right. What are some of the most common questions that you're hearing from borrowers at a time like this?
Our number one most common question is, can I still close if I am a furloughed employee or if I'm displaced from my job, but that displacement is expected to be short?
So meaning to say, and if you're in the process of buying a place, can you still close?
Correct. And as of right now, as you and I are having this interview, you still do need to be employed in order to get a mortgage. And I'm not trying to be funny about saying that, but if you've been temporarily unemployed or furloughed or displaced from your job, you really shouldn't close on your mortgage.
We do know that some people who have a typical mortgage loan are being encouraged to talk to their lenders if they think they can't make their payments. Does the same hold true if you own a larger building that's an investment property? Like, is there flexibility?
Communication is always the best policy. Honest communication about exactly where you are currently and what you anticipate to happen is always the best case. But generally speaking, if you own a property as an investment or a commercial building or whatnot, your loan is probably held by a bank. And if you have a problem making a payment, I would give the bank a call to discuss that with them because they may have some type of forbearance program for you. The facts and circumstances as the different orders and government actions are taking place is literally changing by the day or sometimes even by the hour.
Owen, do you hear a lot of folks in the industry talking about this period, the lessons that were learned during the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009?
Oh, I think that the financial crisis in 08 and 09, I think, was much more changing the fundamentals of the economy. This situation is much more temporary. But a lot of the lessons that we learned, and I was in the industry in 07, 08, 09, in Michigan, in Plymouth, we were very hard hit. I think some of the lessons we learned about what worked then provide a tremendous blueprint for the situation we're looking at today.
Owen Lee is the co-owner and CEO of Success Mortgage Partners in Plymouth. Owen, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed being with you. Have a great day.